Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verkay Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Sometimes it's just me and you vibing, me and you talking, me and you discussing, you know, sharing what you sent me and then I respond or just going into, So y'all, I was thinking, right? But on today, I got a special guest for you, you know? Y'all know I like to keep it a surprise for a minute, but the guest coming on is very diverse, very cultured, into entertainment, into professionalism, into family, into life, into just being free and being so. How many of you would love to experience that for you? Huh? Okay, that's all. That's what I thought. Everybody want to be free. And today you're going to learn what it takes to be free. You know, a lot of times we live in the closet of our lives and don't realize the door does not have to be shut. So we're going to vibe out a little bit. Go ahead and tell your children to go into another room, you know, because this is a time for you. This is a time for you to focus on you with grown folks talking live, you know. Go ahead and check us out on Facebook. Join the community. Have conversations with other adults who are facing parenting and adulting in the 21st century while we go through meditation, life balance, stress management, and old school conversation when we used to allow relationships to override schedule. Enjoy. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, 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 and welcome to Grown Folks Talking Live, you all. So excited to have each of you here. Our guest host for today is Noble. Noble, are you here?
I am here. Oh my, I'm so excited to be here right now.
Woo! And we're excited to have you. So Noble, what would you like us to call you? What's your full name? Or what's your name you go by?
Noble.
It's Noble. Don't y'all love it? Noble is so humble and noble that she only need one name. Dopeness, dopeness. So, sis, thank you so much for joining us. Know that your schedule is so busy and you do so much. You have your family, you're traveling all the time, you're helping other people all the time and everything like that. I just want to welcome you to the show. Thank you for being our special guest host on today. It's such a blessing to have you here. What would you like to share with the people before we go into our moment of gratitude?
Nothing. I'm just going with the flow of the show and letting spirit just guide us to how this conversation is. I know everybody in for a delight because I have a great time talking to you offline. So I can't even imagine where this conversation going to go.
It's about to be dope.
Indeed. The dopeness. Exactly.
Yes. And y'all, Noble has so much in common with a lot of people I bring on the show. You know, we come on here, I really want us to understand the importance of conversing with each other again. We get so caught up and so fixated in schedules. We get so caught up and so fixated in moving like this. And back in the day, we slowed down. And we could tell you what our neighbors liked to do and who they were. We could tell you what people we talked to like to do and what they like to eat and who their family were and are. And now we move so quickly that we can barely remember those things about ourselves. So this is a time to take that deep breath and just and get back into the reality of being human and relating to each other. Because the connectivity of all of us together is what's going to make the difference in this world. No matter how busy we are, how much money we got, how fly we are, or whatever, if we ain't connected, we're not connected. And so definitely love and appreciate all of you for being here. And you know, we always start off with a moment of gratitude. Just going deeper into that. So grateful to have life, have breath, have you on here, Noble. Grateful for those who called in and said, wow, this show is really helping me to understand how to overcome challenges in my life. People who have health issues but didn't want to tell people, who are now revealing those health issues to their family so they can receive report because they heard support, because they heard from, you know, Ladarius and other people sharing about overcoming issues with HIV and PTSD and things like that, but sharing it with their family and getting help. People who email me and say, I cried because you didn't forgive yourself for moments in your life. And when you heard Jonathan or Dasan on here, you understood the importance of self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others. Now, I want to add to that, I'm grateful for people who are healing from forgiving situations that were both in your control and out of your control. I'm grateful for God allowing us to be able to wake up another day and have the technology to hear each other and be here with each other. So no matter what you think your situation is, you're able to hear this show. So it's not as bad as you think. And gratitude is one of the seeds that helps you succeed in life. Gratitude is foundation to abundance. When you can be grateful for what you have now and be a steward over what you have now, you open yourself up to receive more. And with that, I digress and give the floor to Noble. Noble, what do you think about gratitude and what are you grateful for today?
I am so grateful for the abundance of like-minded people that I'm surrounded by. I find myself daily in a place of spiritual awakened people all having the same conscious conversation, already in the fifth dimension, already owning our lives, already abundant, already like just really fluent in who we are. And no matter where I go, I reflect those people. No matter what group, conversation, it's either someone who's coming into the group, into the like-mindedness, or someone who's already there. So I'm so grateful for the abundance of people that's here. And it's like, to the point, you know, yesterday, what was in the news was the whole Trump Kanye West thing. And I don't even see that the same way, nor do the people who I communicate with. Like, we don't operate under that same diction of that being a bad thing. It's like, okay, great. You know, they're communicating, like, none of our business. Like, how are we on our own consciousness? Like, and just to know that everyone I'm around has, it's like being in another world. It's like, really? What happened? What did they say? Oh, okay, no, cool.
Like, yo, what did they say?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And not that it doesn't affect our existence. We just know we own our own reality. So that's not a part of it. It's a part of it only because we're there. Mm. But, you know, but it's not a part of it because we all share the same world. But it's, we're not a part of it because it's not in our everyday conscious mind. It's like, what news? You know, what's happening? Oh, okay, that's what's going on there. Not a problem. So, yeah, I'm very grateful for that.
Dope. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I want to ask, what do you think the importance of lack of importance of gratitude is in life and in progression?
You said, what's the importance of lack of gratitude?
No, the importance of it or the lack of having an importance on it. Because I don't know your viewpoint, right?
And yeah.
But you might say, gratitude ain't important. It don't matter. So
what?
No. It's important, yeah. Or not, and why?
Well, gratitude is a frequency. It's a living, live, energetic thing. So being grateful and being gratitude, having that energy surrounded around any and everything you do, is definitely a frequency of living. So it's extremely important. As a matter of fact, there's scientific development surrounding it. So it's not just a thing. It's not just a, all right, yeah, I'm supposed to be grateful. No, it's like a medicine. It's a medicine, to the dis-ease that's in the world. So it is the medicine. So and I'm, oh, you want me to go, you want me getting it already? Let me
keep
tell you.
Going. I'm just saying, because gratitude, I tell people all the time, like, I do a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
I work with clients, always say it's important to have a gratitude journal. And every day before you go to sleep, take time to write down the things you're grateful for.
Absolutely.
I could tie my shoe, I could walk without my knee hurting. I walked and my knee did hurt, thank God for feeling the pain. But take time to be grateful for everything and anything in your life, the lessons and all of that, because it helps you to grow and it helps you to reflect on a different level.
Absolutely.
And it clears your mind to be more present to the moment. And mm-hmm. You hear all these people who are millionaires and billionaires talking about the importance of gratitude and how they incorporate that into their daily lives. So I think it is important to go into that, because in this world right now, society is trying to make us feel like there's nothing to be happy about. There's nothing to be grateful about. There's nothing to even, like, smile about or hold your head up about and look at the clouds in the sky. You feel me?
Ain't that beautiful how they know how to use the lack of gratitude against us? Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And I'm grateful for that thought process, too, because it brings a highlight to the polarity of the lack and the abundance of gratitude. So to live a human being is someone who has a spiritual hue, or aura, man, which is the humanity, or someone of this earth. Being is someone who's conscious. Those three breakdowns is what a human being. And in religious outlets, it says the human, the mankind, and the kind of man. So we got to look at that. You know, that means there's different species upon this earth, just right there in the biblical sense. Mm-hmm. Human, man, and mankind. Like, that's not the same thing. You know, so a human is what
right,
I just
right.
said. A man is just from this earth, and then a mankind, that's a kind of a man. So
right.
with that, all of us have, we got to understand, we have a consciousness on this earth. So, and this is going to get back to gratitude, because all of us can get sick and can get well. Then we got to look at, why does meditation and medication have the same prefix, meta? So meditation is, first let's look at meta. Meta is the state of being calm. That's what meta. So to achieve that is either through medication, because all medication is taking something from the outside of you, putting it inside of you to get your body in a calm state so the body can heal itself. Meditation is inside of you. I'm sorry. Meditation is the state of something inside of you to get you calm. That's the breath. Medication is from outside of you to achieve that same state. So with both, you're going to achieve that same state. So with meditation, gratitude is one of the medicines that has a high vibration. It's an emotion, and we need to understand the emotion, which is energy in motion. So gratitude is a high vibrational, scientifically proven high vibrational energy, and it's a medicine. Give me Prozac.
BC powder.
No, that's BC powder. So like BC powder is like, okay, I'm gonna accept that this happened. That's being content with something. That's BC powder. Okay. Prozac, you take Prozac on something, it's gonna put you, you're gonna feel good.
That's like the commercial. Mm-hmm. You ever noticed in the commercial, the cloud don't never go away? It just goes from being above your head to sitting next to you while you at the park.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's medication. Medication, like taking literal Prozac, yeah, it's going to put your body into a state of calmness, but it's going to affect some part of you. By way of what? by way of killing your liver? By way of giving suicidal thoughts? By way of triggering something that you don't want to be triggered? It's going to put your body
in
insomnia, throwing up, all that stuff, diarrhea. So meditation is a breathing. And when you meditate on being grateful, then you have an abundance of ease and calmness inside of you. So it's extremely important. It's a medicine.
So right now, everybody wants you to take 30 seconds, straight up, 30 seconds. Take a deep breath in. I want you to breathe it in through your nose this time, though. Hold it and don't think about nothing. And then exhale out your mouth. So inhale. Feel that breath going down into your lungs and let out your mouth. Very powerfully. Do that two more times. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Let it out. Inhale through your nose. Hold it. Hold it, hold it. Let it out forcefully. And now think about what you're grateful for. And for those of you tuning in the first time, you may not know you need to have your journal and your pen, so let me remind you right now. It's a paper bag or a napkin or just your phone or your tablet or your laptop. Go ahead and type down the first five things that come to you that you're grateful for. Your children, your life, your job, your car, gas money, the ability to even take those breaths I just asked you to take, the ability to hear with your own ears, the ability to hear with a hearing device, for your prosthetic limbs, whatever it may be. Write those down. I'm going to pause for 5 seconds. Takes up the remainder of the 30. Yes. And think about how good you feel right now. You know, allowing your mind to go into a place where you're no longer thinking about X, Y, Z you need to do, but looking at life and all the things that are in front of you. Allowing yourself to really be in the flow of what is being and being you, true to you. Acknowledging the things about your life without comparison to others. Because comparison to others is not gratitude. That's a judgment and that's your ego. Tell that thing to go away. You don't have to judge to be grateful. You got water? Dope. Don't worry about somebody else does. But if you know of somebody who doesn't, offer them a cup or a gallon or a whole big old jug. You know? You got food and somebody else doesn't? Don't say that's why you're grateful. Be grateful that you have it. And if you know somebody who doesn't, then share. Show that you care for somebody else the way you want other people to care for you. and stop thinking that it has to be some other form of life to make you really appreciate what you have happening in your own life. And with that, we're going to take a little breather. I want you to go ahead and relax, get yourself together, go into a really awesome place. And this is a young lady named Mahogany from South Carolina who loves the culture, who has a husband who wasn't always perfect physically, but they worked together in order to build an art center. An art center at a Harriet Tubman Memorial in South Carolina in Beaufort, because they believed in giving back to the community and also recognize the abilities that they have within themselves and didn't let anything limit them. So go ahead and vibe out right now to Mahogany. And this song is called Collard Green Crown, which came from somebody painting her with a crown, a head wrap made of collard green.
Nobody can replace you in all the things you do. I wear you so proudly because you brought me through. A collard green crown, collard green crown, collard green crown, collard green crown. Your colorful laughter is food to my soul. Your essence is so necessary for me to grow. You're the main ingredient for the recipe of life. You sprinkle all your magic while shining so bright. Nobody can replace you in all the things you do. I wear you so proudly because you brought me through. My collard green crown, collard green crown, green crown, green crown. Tells me what is good with seasoning of peace. Measure that with kindness, feel the increase in the garden of your dream. Your colorful laughter is food to my soul. Your essence is so necessary for me to grow. You're the main ingredient for the recipe of life. You sprinkle all your magic while shining so bright. Nobody can replace you in all the things you do. I wear you so proudly because you brought me through. My collard green crown, collard green crown, collard green crown, collard green crown. Tells me what is good with seasoning of peace. Measure that with kindness, feel the increase in the garden of your dream.
You all make sure you check her out. Oh my goodness, her collard green crown. Nobody can be you the way you can be you. That's Mahogany. Mahogonee. Mahogany with two E's. And before we go into our meditation, Noble, what did you think about that piece?
So, you know, first when I heard collard green crown, I said, wait a minute.
Right.
But the collard green leaf does look like a crown. Then I'm like, yo, okay. Oh, that's putting that to me is, you know, collard greens, putting the, how can I say, the collard greens has been such a symbol in our culture. To put that as your crown is not ever letting anybody tell you who you are or give you anything and define it for you. I love it. I love the song too.
Yeah, she came through strong, y'all. And that was just a little teaser. So make sure you go and check out our sister and let's support each other and elevate each other, man. Noble, you do so much, and we're going to go into our meditation. But for those listening, I would love for them to know a little bit about what you do, who you are, and how they can reach out to you. They already know on Facebook, Grown Folks Talking Live. Just go and type in Grown Folks Talking Live, you know, with Dr. Faye, F-A-Y-E. To follow me, facebook.com/path to you. And anything else you want to know, it's Aquila Faye, A-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A-F-A-Y-E. If you have events coming up, one of our sponsors is Our Efforts United. That's OurEfforts United. This is for your community event planning. If you need curriculum development, or if you just need support in how to develop your curriculum or plan your events within the community, check out Our Efforts United. They're on Facebook as well, because we are now a world where we use social media more than websites. And follow me anywhere, Aquila Faye. Love you all. And Noble, share with them who you are, what you do, because you do so much like myself, and how they can follow you. Because we're partners on a lot of things: money makers, wealth builders, mind shifters, transformation. We're all about that life. That's why I brought my sister on to the show, y'all, because that's what it's about, is elevating in every single shape, form, and capacity of life to live the best life and own your life, as she say. Own your life. Own your life. So, Noble, please tell them about yourself and how to reach you.
Indeed. Blessings. First off, my name is Noble. That's spelled N-O-B-L-E. Jules, J-U-L-Z. I do go by Noble when speaking to me. I do prefer to be called Noble, but everything, Instagram, I'm not on Twitter yet, I guess. I'm not on the Snapchat thing. I'm not on that. I'm on Facebook at Noble Jules Anew. That's N-O-B-L-E-J-U-L-Z-A-N-U. That's one page. And the second page is Noble Jules Hamilton, N-O-B-L-E. J-U-L-Z-H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N. You can powerfully find me more on Noble Jules Hamilton than Noble Jules Anew, but you know, both of them are connected to me. Instagram is really my thing. I'm there most of the time. Again, that's Noble Jules, N-O-B-L-E-J-U-L-Z. I keep the E for energy for myself. It's my energy. I keep it. Some of the things that I do, I started writing since I was 5, so I'm a poet. I am a performing poet. I write movies. I'm writing my book currently. I write posts. I'm not blogging yet. As I continue to build out who I am, I will get into those avenues. I am a passionate about being a life transformational life coach. Definitely a motivator, inspirational person. I aim to add value to people's life and inspire them daily by enriching them, educating, and empowering, and encouraging people. I am a day trader by trade. Ain't that funny? Day trader by trade. So I teach people the importance of owning your own ability to create and grow money, owning your time, owning your life, owning your own ability to grow your own capital, to live your own dream. It is available.
I gotta stop you. You said you help people learn how to create and own money.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that, please? Because I know that's like, people like, what? Hold up, what? Create money? What you mean create money? You go to work, you get your paycheck, you cash it, you put some stuff in your savings account, you make sure your bills is right, you have your budget right. What you mean create money? Money don't grow on trees.
Oh, actually, money does grow on trees. Absolutely, money does grow on trees. Everything we have been taught about money, life, and living, of course, is to develop a entrapment of our ability to be bought and sold in a mental, physical way, to be bought and sold according to an idea that you have to exchange time for your money. Money is an energy. Money is a measurement of your self-value for yourself. So money is made up. Money is an agreed upon, meaning that you have something I want, I'll give you this note, this paper, this tree, this leaf, in exchange for what it is that I want. So it is a structure that has been made up. However, the truth about money is that it's an energy, and money constantly moves. It moves on this thing, and its basis of its movement and measurement is on this thing called the foreign exchange market. The foreign exchange market is a entity that is crisis proof, and it is a, like a, let's say the game board, let's say the map of all currency exchanges throughout the entire world. What that means is, yes, the structure of how this world communicates economically is on something called a market. It's on a platform that all the banks, all the governments in the world, all of the financial institutions in the world agreed upon. They actually control 80% of the market. The other 20% of the market is available to us. It is a $5.3 trillion a day industry. Woo! With the cryptocurrency point of, put that idea into the space, it grows to a $9.3 trillion a day industry. Wow. So, yeah, we've been bamboozled, led astray, run a buck about what this money thing is. And the beautiful part about it,
how to learn the system to maximize the reality of the world that we think is a fallacy.
Absolutely. It is the matrix. It is the matrix, because this, the beautiful part about it is, because money is an energy, the energy that is of money is us. So all of these advertisements, holidays, all of these things, these are structures that are put into place to get us to react emotionally, because emotions is an energy. And once we react a particular way, they quote unquote, can then control where money is going by then controlling our energy reaction and behaviors.
Wow. You all, this is Noble Jewels, N-O-B-L-E. J-U-L-Z. Check her out on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure you follow the Instagram page. And if you want to find on her other page, like she told you, connect with her personally, Noble Jewels Hamilton, spelled traditionally H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N. Oh my God, you all, we are rocking and rolling on tonight. And we're going to go ahead and take a deep breath for a minute. We're going to recalibrate. We're going to process all this great energy we're getting. What I want y'all to do is just vibe for a minute. I want y'all to understand we're going to go into a meditation and then go into our reading and then finish up our discussion. Because it's such a great time right here on Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Akilah Faye. That's A-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A-F. As in faithful, A-Y-E. Okay? And right now, as grown people, we conversing. We conversing. We learning. We growing. We building. I want you to take this moment right now to just be with you. Be with you. Take out your journals. Take out a sheet of paper. I'm going to play this djembe. And what I would like for you to do while you hear the djembe, allow yourself to go wherever you need to go. And whatever comes out, put it onto that paper. If you feel like you don't want to put nothing on paper, you want to move and you want to stretch, allow your body to do that, because that's your spirit coming into your body and filling it out. Okay? We are a spirit with a body. Remember that. It's not the opposite. We're not a body with a spirit. We're a spirit with a body. So allow yourself to be. And here we go. Thank you. your heartbeat. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel the rhythm of your body. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, allow yourself to breathe. Feel your body. Feel your arms swaying side to side like the trees that blow in the wind. Allow yourself to be that tree that is blowing side to side in the wind. Allow the breaths that you take in to flow from the top of your head down through your feet, through the middle of Mother Earth, down past the earth into the multiverse, and exhale. Inhale all of your power and your beauty and the magnificence that is you. Allow yourself to open up to the communications that you hear and receive that also come through you. Allow yourself to sway back and forth and side to side in freedom and health. Remember to breathe, exhale. Remember as you sway that you are grounded, because you are that tree and your roots go so deep that it goes beyond what the mind could even comprehend. Hence, you are in this space on Grown Folks Talking Live. And we love you and we love you and you love you. Hug yourself. Take both arms and hug yourself. Remind yourself how wonderful and beautiful and powerful you are. Exhale. Inhale while you hug yourself and to remind yourself how powerfully grounded you are. Feel that hug, feel that love circulating. Exhale. Now this one, just love you and be. Inhale. And on the exhale, release your arms from your body and give thanks. Bring your hands into the praying hand stance and bowing to the creator that is outside of you and inside of you. Ashe, ashe, and ashe. Noble.
Do it.
Everybody, let your body stretch. Your body should be wanting to move around a whole lot right now. Let it do that. Do not restrict yourself. Be free. How you feeling, Noble? What you think about that meditation before we go into this reading?
That was amazing. I want to hear that every morning. And night.
Don't,
let me get the midday too.
Look, that's all we count with letters of devotion. That's on the website, AkilaFaye.com. That's dope, yo.
Like, that's dope.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. What would you tell people about meditation and the importance of meditation in your own life and how to apply it while people kind of recenter and come back to where we are before we go into this reading?
So for a very long time I was like, I can't get this meditation thing. Every time I sit down I fall asleep. Then when I wake up I'm like,
what's going on? I thought I was meditating. But then I realized when I fall asleep, I fall asleep. I wake up the next day. Mm-hmm. If I'm waking up in 15 minutes, that is meditation. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm meditating. Yeah. And then it's like sometimes I meditate and I'm like, man, my mind just won't be quiet. Then I realized, no, my mind is talking to me. It's giving me ideas and thoughts because I'm allowing myself to hear myself. And I said, oh, I'm not distracted. That is meditation. And then I was walking one time and my mind just went like to a meditative state. And I was walking. I went everywhere I was supposed to go. I didn't get hit by a car or anything like that. And then I understood that my point is there's many different ways to meditate.
Yes.
Meditate. You can walk and meditate. You can read a bike. Daydreaming is meditating. Mm-hmm. And you should allow yourself and your mind to go there because it's a letting go of your humanity and allowing your spirit to take over and to be in a calm state. Meditation is everything. Listening to your breath, that's how about this? You wouldn't be here without your breath. Mm-hmm. Your brain can go dead. Your heart can. As long as your body can breathe, you are alive. That's why they have you on those respiratory machines in the hospital, because your body be breathing. You are alive as long as your body can breathe. So as soon as you take your last breath, that's it. So life is breath, is life, is breath, is life, is breath, and that's meditation.
Yes. Yes. And that's such a great segue into our book read today, you all, called Networking Like a Pro, Turning Contacts into Connections, by Ivan Misner, PhD, with contributions from David Alexander and Brian Hilliard. Now, this book, you all, I'm going to tell you, is so profound. And it's something you really should allow yourself to read into. And on today, Spirit led me to read. I'm going to just read a shortened version. There are 4 points. I'm going to read point number 4. And then the section that says staying for the long haul. And you're going to hear from Noble Jules, who is the expert in network marketing, as she shares her insight. So point number 4. Well, I'll tell you what the bullet points are for 1 and 2. Number 1 was like your profession. Know what your profession is. Number 2, how will you educate others about your business? Are you able to articulate your business in a way that others understand? Number 3, to help you give others in moving up their own referral confidence curves. So can you help somebody build confidence? Are you in a place to be confident and help someone else? My spirit said, let me start there. If you can endorse the quality of products or services offered by a networking partner, that is, increase others' confidence in him, your partner will be disposed to return the favor. Testimonials from 1 or 2 of your partners may, in turn, trigger a much larger and more valuable referral from another partner who has and who was waiting for more evidence before taking a risk on you. Number 4, the time you invest in learning about others' businesses. If you want someone to learn about the value of your products or services, you have to spend time learning about the value of his or hers. The best way to do this is one-on-one. For example, John, I like to be able to refer more business to you, but I need a deeper understanding of what your company does and how you operate. Could we get together one day next week or to discuss this? Although you don't say. So John understands that he will learn something more about your business at the same time. Serious master networkers meet regularly to raise each other's understanding of their businesses. Now, staying for the long haul. It's not always easy to know how far you progressed up your confidence curve. Many networkers spend a lot of time and effort trying to build others' confidence in them. Then on the brink of success, grow discouraged and stop attending meetings. How would you feel if someone found you a terrific referral about 2 weeks after you dropped out of sight? Here's what you can do to gain perspective on your efforts and the results they are producing. Ask yourself the following four questions and keep asking them over and over until you have attained success and the answers become obvious. Number one, am I being realistic about the time it will take in my profession to gain the critical level of confidence? Number two, am I regularly making stimulating educational presentations to my fellow networkers about the value I provide to my clients? Number three, am I doing business with others in my group so I can give them dynamic testimonials and steer business to them in hopes they will return the favor? Number four, am I meeting regularly with my networking colleagues to learn about their businesses so I can confidently refer my contacts to them? If you're following these simple tactics, then you are well along the road to getting all the referrals from others, networks that you deserve. We're going to stop right there. Noble, what you got to add to that? What you think about that? And everybody, you think about what you think from that. Because networking is not a scheme. It's what we do every day in life.
Every day. So I'm glad you said that. That's what I wanted to think about that. Like, it's a scheme. All right. So, Lord, let me tell you. So first, let's discover this word networking and understand. I want everybody to think how that word networking makes you feel. It makes you feel icky. It makes you feel like a scam. It makes you feel like somebody's trying to get something from you for nothing. But why is that? It's just a compound phrase, network marketing. As a matter of fact, like Dr. A said, it's what we do every day. We know it. Come to my job for this. Drink this water for that. Go watch this movie for that. Did you see that show last night? Did you this? Did
Girl,
you that? Did
you
see that football game?
I want you to meet my friend because I think y'all can get along well.
Yeah. Yeah. Every single day. Go to this restaurant for this. Do you get some chicken wings from over there?
Mm-hmm.
We do it every single day. Go get your hair done from there. Go get my barber is the best person. Yo, he cut my hair like cool. Like the best. He made me look sharp as crap. You see where to get your shoes? Where you get the shoes? They having a sale over there. Yep. All of our conversation, yo, did you know that they sell cigarettes over there for $5 down the street? They sell it for $4.50 everywhere. Yo, you know the weed man down there, he got the good weed around the corner. He ain't gonna get your man from where that's synthetic.
Don't get gas from over there.
Yeah,
because it's 20 cents cheaper.
Everything. Walmart having a sale on underwear today. Y'all need to go out there and get it. Everything we do, go over there to Kroger's. They got the beans and fries and Ingles. Ingles got a sale on. Everything we do, you know, Pastor John had a great sermon at church.
Yeah,
you should come to church. Everything we do is network marketing. Everything. However, when we hear that word network marketing, let me tell you why we get that negative connotation. So, I'm gonna say some names of some authors. That was a great book you read. I'm gonna say some names of some authors that we know. We know Napoleon Hill.
Yep.
Bob Proctor.
Yep.
Les Brown.
Yes.
Tony Robinson.
Yes.
Lisa Nichols.
Yes. All of my people. Yes.
All of them are network marketers. All of them. Not because they're network marketing, they're coaching, but because they have gone into network marketing of products and services. And they have worked in the industry. They work in the industry today. I know. Personally. So when we think of it, because they all talk about, oh, my mentor taught me how to be a millionaire. My mentor taught me how to be a millionaire. Lisa Nichols talks about how she saved up her money and she knew she was going to go to the seminar. The seminar that which she went to, that she paid a lot of money to get into her network marketing company, that's what gave her access to the
and
people.
And she went 43 times.
And she went 43 times. And she learned about that seminar from somebody in her network marketing company. So I'm going to tell you what network marketing is in a minute, but let me tell you about this rumor. So back in the day, when, a certain racial group, Caucasians, were building up their network marketing. It was a bunch of lawyers and business people, Ford and Edison, and all of them are network marketers. What they did was they came up with a product, an engine, a grease, anything, electricity. Electricity, how it was produced out to the world after Thomas Jefferson, he network marketed it. He went to all his homies and said, look, I got a light bulb. Purchase this. And and what you do is once you purchase this, for everybody who purchased it under you, you get a cut. Everybody who purchases under them, you get a cut of their cut. So it allows for someone to get paid for it. As a matter of fact, one of the principles of being a millionaire, one of the principles, they will not buy certain products unless they're getting money off of the product in which they are purchasing. That's network marketing. They will actually become a network marketer of a product so that they can buy it. They can receive income, residual income off of the product that they're buying and using. And then as they give it, because they know if they use it, they know that they have such a reputation and such a respect for the people who follow them that if anybody asks them what kind of deodorant, what kind of toothpaste, what kind of dishes, that they will be able to receive an income off of referring it because referring it is putting their reputation on it. The scheme is to keep a certain culture, black people, out of it. They started to spread rumors. So you had certain Caucasians that had butlers and maids who were black. And so to get to the Caucasians that the other Caucasians, A, was trying to get to, they would tell them, the butler, oh, that's Mr. John's butler. Come here, butler. Go tell Mr. John I want him to come to this meeting tonight. He should come to this meeting. Mm-hmm. What do you think he should come to this meeting? Hey, Mr. Johnny, gonna come. Mr. Johnny, come if you know. You tell him to come. Oh, well, I want to come to the meeting. No, you can't come. No, you don't want to come to this meeting. It's not a good meeting for you. So the more black people, African Americans, or Negroids who got whimmed to trying to come to the meeting, they couldn't tell us not to come. What they told us was you don't want to come because it's a scam. They don't know what they're talking about. And then also, of course. It's the law of polarity in everything we do in this world. There's a positive and there's a negative. It's a positive. Of course, there's somebody who tried to use the structure of network marketing to come off and to scam people. Of course, right there.
You said a positive and a negative. One of the points that was made in the reading was that we need to be comfortable and confident with giving referrals to other people. And I've noticed in business and in networking, and maybe you've seen this as well, that people have a tenacity to say, I don't want to give a referral because now, you know, they think they're going to lose money. It's like this mentality of competition versus collaboration because people refuse to see that people want more than one product in life.
Yeah. So thank you very much for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Also, the skill sets that you learn in network marketing. Because network marketing will make you a millionaire as long as you follow the processes, as long as you follow the rules and regulations. It will lead you to wealth. That's why I'm in it. I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it. The money is a result. I'm in it to gain the skill set and the mindset of a millionaire, of a wealthy person. And that is the structure that network marketing is under. So what you just brought up, Dr. Faye, is an example of lack thinking. There's no true network marketer who wants to do business because that, like the book said, referrals and relationships is what network marketing is on. Who wants to be in a relationship with someone who thinks lack? The key is to be around like-mindedness. So the way you answer the questions according to someone who's wealthy or who's obtaining wealth is it's an interview process. You're actually telling that person who you are. And whether or not you're coachable and teachable to be mindful of your mindset, to want to change it and grow from it, or if you're stuck in your mindset. So it's a way to keep the wealthy with the wealthy and the lackful people with the lackful people. Because lack only breeds poverty. It's absolutely a way. Wealthy people have a structure of reasoning. So anything that comes to a wealthy person, to myself, anything I think about, anything that comes my way, I do an evaluation. The evaluation is a two-part thought process. One, I'm going to look at it and see not who it's coming from, but why it's coming to me from the person it's coming from.
Then I'm going to say, okay, so Dr. Faye told me that I should eat chicken wings over here at this place. Why is Dr. Faye telling me I should eat chicken wings at any place? Oh, because every time I'm with Dr. Faye, Dr. Faye is seeing me eating chicken wings. Does Dr. Faye love and appreciate me and my well-being? Absolutely. So Dr. Faye is telling me go over here to this chicken wing spot because Dr. Faye went over there and has some of the best chicken wings. I know Dr. Faye always does research. So Dr. Faye, I know how Dr. Faye is. Dr. Faye going to taste the chicken wings. Is going to have a mom or somebody, she will, son. Somebody going to eat the chicken wings too to get a confirmation that it's good. So yes, I'm going to go over there and eat those chicken wings over there. Why? Because I know that it's time and tested. That's one way. That's how wealthy people think. Poverty people think, yeah, I heard these chicken wings was good. Who heard you? I don't know. I think Dr. Faye told me. I'm just going to go over there and try it. So we don't even...
I don't even know the source, you know what I'm saying? But yes. I think you go do it like totally functioning in a place of ignorance. And a lot of times we don't think about ignorance, meaning you just don't know. Ignorance and stupidity are two different elements of life. Stupidity is saying, I know better, but I'm going to choose to not do it.
Exactly. And I like the way you said that.
Effort to say mm-hmm. I don't want to do it.
I like the way you said it.
I don't know. I just don't freaking know. Mm-hmm.
Well, as a poet, I love words, and I'm understanding. I have a gift of understanding the energy of words. So ignorance, and I like the way you said that because, and I want to add on to what the definition. I want us to take this time to take a perspective of the word ignorance as not a not knowing, because we always know, because we're being. Because we're conscious and we're lively people. The root word of ignorance is not to not know, it's to ignore. So when you think of things as not knowing, but as ignoring, you're ignoring what you know. So you know, but you're ignoring the fact that you know, so you're making a decision based on ignoring what you know. So knowing that you need to do this evaluation because it takes your time. It takes your gas. It takes money for you to even go over to the chicken wing spot to taste the chicken wings.
Right,
why you stand still and you look at and you do an evaluation. Standing still costs you nothing. Thinking costs you nothing. So because we ignore the fact of the value of our time, the value of our space, the value of everything, we ignore what's free to us.
Right,
and what's free to us is just the evaluation of thought.
Right,
and then we ignore the fact that time is of abundance.
So is time that number is, two? Recognize that time is abundance?
Time is abundance. That's wealthy thinking. Time is abundance. When you think in lack, you always think you're running out of time. When you think in abundance, you always know that time is of abundance. I have more than enough time.
I love that. I have more than enough time. More than enough time. I can do all of this. Yes.
Guess what? You're gonna die when it's your time to die.
Yes.
And so that's why when you accept and you love life, you don't fear death. You appreciate death. You know that everything in this existence, in this space between your life and your death, it's gonna come. It's gonna come when it's time to come. There's nothing you can do about it. So you don't put your focus on being scared. Oh no, I ain't got time. I gotta get this done before I die. You live in urgency because you respect death. You don't live in a lack like, I got time, I'm going to die when I'm 90. That's a lack. I'll build my business tomorrow. Oh, I got time. You know, Dr. Faye, I'm a contact Noble on that trading thing tomorrow.
Right.
You know,
right.
No,
I'm going to contact Dr. Faye about writing this book
tomorrow
when I get my stuff together because it ain't in order right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I gotta work on this part right now. I gotta do this. And we put all these stipulations on ourselves, you know, that aren't even there. They aren't even really there.
Because we don't
like, they're there because we make them be there.
Yeah, because we don't understand what network marketing is. Let's go back to that. Let me put network marketing in a whole nother thought process for everybody right now.
Go ahead. Y'all, this is the last jewel y'all about to get from Noble Jewels, y'all. It's crazy how much fun you have. You actually building and you having positive conversations. Imagine this happening in your life on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Talking to people who helping you build and expand your mind. when you talk to people and you don't debate and argue. You just shut up. You be quiet. I hate to say shut up, but like you be quiet and you listen. Like you actually hear the words, you feel the words, you ingest the words, and then you pause and say, exactly. Have I heard this before? Have I not? And then you make the connection to say, how does this apply and how does it not? Because all information may not be relevant to you, but it may come to you for somebody else. And then all information may not be relevant at that point in time, but it still may apply to you. So y'all go ahead and make sure while you got your journals, you got your paper, you got your pass, whatever, you taking notes in, you better take note of this final jewel right here that she about to drop on you. Go ahead, Noble Jewel.
Thank you very much for that setup, because this is it right here. All right, so one of the things, principles of network marketing is your success is dependent on helping somebody else's be successful. It's because it's according to the laws. The network marketing is according to the laws of the universe. That is the law of oneness. So let me give you a perspective on the law of oneness like this. There was this lady named Alex Walker, who was inspired to write a book called The Color Purple, during which her life went through an exorcism of her eliminating everything that was distracting her from writing this book. She moved to the mountains for 5 years because the characters of the book was in her head so much. She needed to be in siloed so that she can get the characters out so she could stop feeling like she was crazy. Because she sacrificed her life to do so, let's fast forward. There's this guy, his name is Steven Stillsberg. He went on a class trip in California to a filming studio. I forgot which studio it was. While he was there, he was a renegade. He didn't even want to go on a trip. So while he was there, the students, the parents, the teachers always say, stick together. He didn't. They told him to stick together. The whole class went to the left. He went to the right. He found himself in a filming studio while production was going on. Because he was taller than average, because he had already produced facial hairs, he was mistaken for a PA. They gave him a clipboard and said, "Where's your badge?" Before he could say, "I didn't have one," they said, "Okay, you forgot one. We'll make sure we get you one. The doctor needs you over there." He just went straight into action, went over there and studied the director. He did such a good job that day. They told him to come back every day. It took them 3 weeks or so to find out that he was a dropout at this time because he never went back to college. But he did such a good job. He studied the directors. He then built his career as a director. That's Steven Spielberg. Fast forward, we have Oprah Winfrey, who was a fired vet at a pig farm.
Yeah.
Lady who was just upset because in her spirit she read The Color Purple that Alex Walker sacrificed her life to write. She read The Color Purple and said, "I will be in this movie." Unknown to her, there was a Steven Spielberg who had dropped out of college and who had became a director who also read this book and said, "I will produce this movie of this book." So going forward, at the time when Steven Spielberg was doing it and Oprah Winfrey was saying that I'm going to be in this movie, the character that Oprah went for, guess what? They had somebody else in the idea. They didn't even know who Oprah Winfrey was. Oprah Winfrey was in a mall on one of her, after reading the movie, she just kept saying, "I'm going to be in this movie. I'm going to be in this movie."
You know what's crazy? When she did that, she thought she was ugly.
Yes.
She was going through all types of things. And then she got that phone call that to one change. Day.
Yes. Yes.
That one phone call. They was like, "Yo, we want you to come in.
Yes.
And we want you to play this role." She was like, "What?"
Yes. And guess what? She was at a mall. She was at a mall when they met the dude. It was still Steven Spielberg's like friend or something. And he knew that they was going to write this movie. The dude didn't even remember the name of the book or the movie that his friend was working on. He was like, "Yo, my man is looking for a character just like you. Can I have your number?"
Right.
And he got to the audition. Right? So this got to the audition. So this is the power of network marketing. Then because of that book and that character, Oprah Winfrey's career took off. She was in other things, but she did such a stellar thing in The Color Purple. So what does this got to do with network marketing? Because it took a network of people to do it.
Everybody
doing their part.
Yes.
No, they did not know. At that time, they did not know the connection to the next person. Mm-hmm. So, but the because of the law of oneness, I do not know who I'm talking to when spirit guides me and says, teach this person how to trade, teach this person how to develop leadership skills, teach this person how to do this, teach this person how to be wealthy. I do not know what ideas will be birthed out of this. I just know that I'm a part of the system of the universe to make it happen. I don't know who the Oprah Winfrey is. What I do know is because of people who are scared to be in network marketing, they're going to work for somebody else's ideas instead of bringing out their own ideas. Alex Walker had an idea to write a book.
Right there, right there, right there. You all.
And because she wrote the book, Oprah Winfrey exists. So a lot of people go to work and say, I don't have time to write a book. I don't have time to call Dr. Faye to write my book. But your book could be birthing the Oprah Winfrey's. So let me do the math for you. The only reason why there's one Oprah Winfrey is because there's not enough of us Alex Walkers.
Mm. So you all, we're going to give a shout. Noble, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Noble Jewels dropping jewels on the mic. You all on Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Keila Faye. You all, we got Noble Jewels, a.k.a. Noble Jewels Hamilton right here in the spot. You know she's going to end up coming back in the future for us, you all. All this knowledge you just got, and if you don't take anything else away, take away that be the Alice Walker. Take the time to separate yourself from what you've been in so that you can be the greatness that is you, that lays the foundation for other people. And understand that that is all network marketing is laying a foundation for yourself to lay a foundation for others without the intention of it's about yourself. It's a very selfless community. And you all, I wish we could go on for another 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 hours, because it's so much value right here. And I know y'all feel it. I know y'all like, no, 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 Noble, don't go away. No, Dr. Faye, don't go away. But guess what? We're not going away. We're just going to come back on another day with another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live, available to you every Tuesday on the Bashani Network, also available on iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Spreaker. So make sure that you go ahead and check that out. Check out the back episodes and get some more knowledge and information for yourself. And with that, you all, we love you. We adore you. Ask the Creator to allow every single word that you heard, everything that digested within your spirit, to sow a seed that go ahead and gets roots and then uproots itself out of the dirt, out of the clouds of doubt and fear and shadows into a sprout that turns into a tree. It then gives life to a forest, because that's how powerful you are. Ask each of you to continue to tune in, reach out, send your feedback to grownfolkstalkinglive@gmail.com or KeilaFaye@gmail.com. Okay. Also hit us up on Facebook and Instagram, Akila Faye, AcquilaFaye. And if you're a part of the community, Grown Folks Talking Live, do that. And for everybody who felt they had a seat, there's a link on the Bashani Network. It says donate to keep programs like this coming. They help you to have the grown folks conversation that feeds your soul. We ain't talking about sex. We ain't talking about all that stuff everybody else talking about. We actually having real conversations that feed your soul, feed your mind, feed your heart. And if you find value in that, we give so much gratitude for everybody who decides to hit that button, click, 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 and donate to keep this show going. If you would like to be a sponsor of one of the shows, definitely inbox us, connect with us. If you would like to come on to the show, connect with me. Would love to have you on here. And all of your feedback, you all, definitely love it and appreciate it. Before we close out in prayer, Noble, is there any closing statement that you have? So Noble was like, she done gave everybody all the jewels. That's how God worked. When God show up, God show up. And she gave us a powerful word. You all, may you be blessed, protected, and elevated in everything that you do. May you continue to move forward in solidity of your own steps. May your heart be open to receive love, care, and compassion. May the mindsets that block your mind and shackle your mind and keep you in bondage be removed at this time. May your children be alleviated from the pains of legacies, and may you continue to build a new legacy into the future. We love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. This is Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Akilah Faye. Mwah! Love you.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations. 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 Available in all states or situations.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now, worldwide. Boom! In your face.